This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you in part by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one most listened to sports station. 104.3 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is 104.3 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app. WSCR, WSCR FM and HD1 Chicago in Odyssey Sports Station. The Score! Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Let's listen to Chris Getz. Did he just refer to Luis Angel Acuña as a switch hitter?
He's got a lot of potential. Switch hitter. Very strong defensively. Switch hitter.
He's a switch hitter.
This is a guy, his high contact ability, switch hitter.
The general manager of the team doesn't know what one of the players that he traded for does for a living.
This all seems horrible.
I've seen worse.
Sorry.
No, we could use a little worse.
I find that to be problematic. It's okay for you to make that mistake once.
You're not going to turn green.
I've got a compelling reason not to lose my cool.
It's not okay for the general manager of the White Sox to make that mistake 4 times. It's not okay.
It really is not okay. It really is not okay.
I am not okay.
No, he's definitely not okay.
No, 4 different times. That's not a misspeak.
We're okay, right, doctor?
Oh, you gotta fight it. This is just what Loki wants.
Why do you keep repeating something that's not true?
And Hulk.
Smash.
You traded for him.
It makes it more difficult to say that the White Sox know what they're doing.
I don't want to hear jack about these dudes.
Dr. Banner, now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
That's my secret, Captain. I'm always angry.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 104.3 The Score.
Absolutely. We got one more hour to go, and there's a lot of stuff for us to get done on today's show. It is really nice that the sun won't set for another 15, 20 minutes.
Dude, you're on top of that. You are my guy when it comes to telling me when the sun is setting. Because sometimes you turn around, you're like, look, it's still light out. But this is one of those times where now I can turn around and I see Yemen. I see blue in the sky. It's all happening, dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to see blue skies and sunshine next week.
From today, I'll be live in Mesa doing my half of the Spiegel and Holmes show from there. Lawrence will be here. I should be posted up right by the Cubs training facility and have natural sound of baseball behind us, as well as some baseball players, maybe managers, maybe executives.
Then again, those of us still in Chicago for over the next few days, we're is shorts weather, y'all.
Is it really?
Yeah, man.
Is it take off your shirt and run on the lakefront weather?
That was yesterday. Tomorrow's going to be 50 and sunny.
Let's go.
I firmly stand by. There's a couple hills that I will die on. This is one of them. There's no better city in the world than when it's sunny and above 50 degrees in Chicago.
You will not die alone on that hill, sir. You will not. You may die on that hill, but it will not be alone.
The other hill that I would die on is if Mike Brown or Tommy Harris play in Super Bowl 41, the Bears win. If both play, they destroy the Colts.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll die on that hill.
Yeah. Again, probably not alone. I think Mike Brown.
I better not be alone.
Mike Brown would die on that hill with you, I would bet.
It's very sad watching him Super Bowl week, knowing he couldn't play.
Yeah, man, I bet.
Brownie's a good dude, man.
So a week from today, I'll be in Mesa. A week from tomorrow, you and I will both be in Mesa. For the Cubs and the White Sox, it'll be live on our air, and then we will do a Spiegel and Holmes show there following the game. Then the day after that, I'll be doing play-by-play for the game. That'll be on the station along with Ron Coomer. It'll be Cubs and Rangers.
I will be in Scottsdale.
Oh, look at you. But
Probably Gilbert. I'll probably be in Gilbert. I like to hang out in Gilbert.
As long as Gilbert's cool with it. I mean,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, got to ask. It's very important. Anyway, so Spiegs, there's an accompanying piece on thescorechicago.com about what it is that we're going to discuss. I yield the floor to you.
Thank you, sir. Let's enjoy the baseball season, because the 2027 baseball season will absolutely start delayed and perhaps be missed entirely. Now, we know this, that this has been coming, Lawrence. The collective bargaining agreement expires on December 1st. And MLB has never been more emboldened as a unified group of owners to do whatever they have to do to try to get a salary cap and a salary floor. There has never been this kind of unity before. And the straw that broke the camel's back is in part Kyle Tucker's contract that pays him a certain amount, but then with the tax will cost the Dodgers $120 million per season, which is more than the payroll of at least 10 teams in MLB, for a guy that one of my sources called the fourth or fifth best player on the Dodgers.
Maybe sixth.
So that might be the final straw that has broken the camel's back on this. But there's stuff in here about what the owners are going to ask for, what the owners are going to offer, and what we're looking at. But we've known this is coming.
Yeah, like this has been on the mind of baseball fans for about a year and a half, on looking at the end of this season and it being a lockout situation after the season is over. I know that people in the Players Association have been talking about this. We know that baseball executives have been, as we see the local sports networks, the regional sports networks collapse.
All of that.
And revenue from that is, the revenue stream from that is changing the way that the economics of baseball is working. We know that people inside of baseball organizations are stockpiling money.
Yes. Well, this is what's new in this piece that just got published, is that because I talked to sources within multiple MLB franchises. Over the last 5 years, MLB has been withholding a small portion of each team's share of national television money, as well as a portion of each team's share of the licensing revenue. And these dollars have been consolidated by MLB to what will be given to teams next year as a war chest, a $75 million per team war chest that should allow each franchise to withstand the potential loss of an entire baseball season. That's the new information that I was able to confirm and put out today.
So there's going to probably be some tightening of the belts around the league, not maybe in the way that you would see, but a way that we would see. Like, there's going to be, I don't even want to call it hiring freezes, but I imagine that some of that is going to go on, Spiegs.
Every department of every team is well aware of the danger that looms beyond November, and there are preparations that are taking place within multiple departments about, you know, what they can do, what they cannot do. Just every facet of the baseball world is preparing for this like never before. Like there's been tough talk and stuff like that, but this thing, man, like the All-Star game is all but written off, you know? Like, So I'm talking about the 2027 All-Star game, which, as we know, is supposed to be at Wrigley, and they have been on record, Crane County and others have been on record saying that there's a contingency plan that MLB has given them.
Is it like, does it go to 2029?
I think it's 29, like if the All-Star game does not happen. So there's that. But I'm talking about more than that. I'm talking about entire organizations being ready. And if you're the Pirates, or you're the A's.
Or the White Sox.
Or the White Sox, 75 mil gets it done. If you are the Yankees, or the Braves, or the Cardinals, or the Giants, 75 mil probably doesn't get it done, but it gets you damn close, and it lets you hold fast. There's a little more in the piece, and more that I can share. The owners and MLB will be going for a cap and a floor with about a $100 million gap between the floor and the cap. And the first offer is not going to be with a competitive balance tax or a first and second apron like the NBA has. The idea is a hard cap like the NHL. That's going to be the initial offer from the owners. Whether that lasts or not, I don't know. But the idea is that the competitive balance tax doesn't work. The Dodgers and the Mets pay whatever the hell they need to pay, whatever the hell they want to pay in that competitive balance tax. It does not stop them. And it's principally about those two teams for different reasons, which we can get into if you want, like just being able to flaunt the rules and change the paradigm at the top.
They pay the penalties for it.
They do.
And this is what the owners agree to.
Dude, that is 100% correct. They agreed to it. And they wanted it. And Now 5 years later, they're saying, our bad, because of Steve Cohen and because of the Dodgers and their TV deal.
You could run your franchise like they run theirs. And the number that I keep going back to on this is 73%. The Dodgers take 73% of their revenue and they put it back into their payroll. And so for me, all of this happens because the Dodgers don't win a couple years ago, and they say, you know what? Let's go win. Let's go get Shohei Ohtani. Let's go spend $1 billion to put the best team on the field.
And now they win every offseason, and they win every season. And then they win in the offseason again, and then they win the season again, and then they do the Kyle Tucker deal. And now the usual divide between the have owners and the have not owners is destroyed. It's unified now. It's either 28-2 or 29-1, and that will get it pushed over the plate in terms of what the owners want.
Having talked to players about this over the last couple of years, they know. They know what's getting ready to happen, and they're in a better position than NFL players were. I covered 2010 and 11 in the NFL and what the CBA negotiations were like back then, and how players in the Players Association, the leaders of the Players Association, told guys, hey guys, save your money, because we need to make sure that we can hold the line in our negotiation. It's a harder thing to do for football players because contracts aren't guaranteed. Baseball's Players Association has always been the strongest of the unions. The NBA Players Association, I think, is caught up to a certain degree. They're going to lose some power, though, over the next few years, depending on how their CBA negotiations go. But the MLB players have enough cash on hand.
They do.
To live through stuff like this the way that NFL and NHL players did not.
But do they have unified, strong leadership?
That's a great question.
And because, I mean, look, there's problems with leadership on both sides. That's part of why this thing's going to get ugly. Rob Manfred doesn't want to give up control, you know, and Rob Manfred has weird ways about it. Tony Clark wants to keep his job.
Yep, and he's not a beloved figure by the rank and file in the Players Association.
No, he's not. But there's a divide within the Players Association that's potential, which is that the stars and the stars' agents, like Scott Boras, Chris Tannehill's future employer, don't want any sort of ceiling, don't want any sort of cap or any sort of ceiling. But what the owners are going to offer is something that benefits the enormous middle class of players.
Yeah, because we're going to put in a higher floor.
Yes, it's going to benefit the young players at the front end, some, but certainly the big middle class. And they're assuming that the rank and file will tussle with the stars, and that there will be enough of the rank and file among the players to at least create a conversation where the stars have to admit that it's not just about them. So that's why you need unbelievably great leadership, and the players don't have that right now.
Yeah, they don't, but I do think from a player rep standpoint, they might be stronger, like the individual team player reps might be stronger than their actual negotiating.
Dude, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. To the point where, like, I bet if a couple player reps and a couple reasonable owners got in there and had some conversation and just looked right at each other, they could get something done faster than the two leadership entities who are going to stare at each other.
Is Rob in the room? Because if Rob's in the room, then Bryce isn't in the room. And Bryce is one of the guys you want in the room.
Probably. Yeah, I think probably. How about Nico or Ian?
I mean, those guys are really sharp guys.
Those are really sharp dudes. Those are really sharp dudes who might be able to, you know, communicate it to everybody.
Yep.
So look, it's going to be miserable to have to deal with all this.
It sure is.
I've been sitting on this info for a couple of days, and we talked about it. I didn't want to go with it yesterday because the sun was out and spring training was happening and GMs were talking and all the good baseball vibes were a thing. But I needed to get this out and have us discuss and process, and now we could do whatever we need to with it. Because it's up to the fans if you want to think about this stuff or not. And maybe during the year you don't want to. Maybe I don't want to during the year. But man, when the year's over, December 1, December 2, it's going to get ugly.
It'll kick in as the regular season ends. Like, there'll be hype and optimism and fun with the playoffs, because baseball playoffs are always awesome. But for teams where their season ends,
yeah,
and you're like, oh, fudge. Like, I have to go to the – I have to make sure that the last week of the season I go see my team, which I always say people should do anyway. I got to go see my team because I might not see them for a while.
Dude, I'm all about that. Going to say goodbye to baseball, like wherever you are, if you got an option, go say goodbye that final week of the season. But yeah, no, you're right. It's at some point you're going to realize, ooh, I might have some trouble in 27.
Tanny, this sounds like for us, though, football season, baby.
Always. It is always extension. Shield time around here.
Yeah. Right? You know,
Ben's vision starts next week, as a matter of fact.
Can we take some of that money and then go broadcast from the combine in 2027?
Yeah, or just go to Circa for no reason. This sucks, man, because, look, I'm not really looking forward to this baseball season on a personal level, you know, for White Sox reasons. And to know that we're looking at this on the other side of it, and like, so what if the Sox take a jump this year? Don't know if I see it, but what if they hover, you know, get close to the 80 wins? Like, okay, you have something to look forward to for next year, and then here we go again. It feels like
1994.
Not quite 1994. God. Yeah, that was like one of the worst years of my young sports watching life, because I'm 11 years old. Frank Thomas is like my hero.
You literally still have a picture of Frank Thomas in your like cubby our office.
Exactly, yeah. So, and then we were going to make a trip up to Toronto to see Sox and Blue Jays. It might be in the family. And then that's the week that they canceled the season. Oh! So, like, you talk about why I have a cynical, you know, view towards a lot of the... Like,
show me on the doll where baseball hurt
yeah,
you.
Yeah, in 1994.
So, yeah, so right now I'm looking at, okay, so really baseball is going away for like 2 years. Because there's not really much to look forward to this year, to be honest.
Man.
So it's tough, man. It's tough.
You're right. Like, think about that. If you're looking at it from Like, it's a year that Paul Skeens isn't pitching. Like that. And if you're a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, that's all you got. All you got is that you know that you're going to get 30 starts out of Paul Skeens, and you're not going to be able to see him. And it sucks that you're not going to be able to see him. And then at some point, I think most people are pro-labor right now, but at some point, that blame will be pushed on to labor. And it'll be all these greedy players. And we need to make sure that if we're calling people greedy, let's make sure that we call the billionaires greedy.
Yeah, there's...
Let's make sure we do that.
It's a multi-billion dollar business, and these guys can't figure out how to parse it out.
And as a matter of fact, to talk about that greed, because we haven't talked about this as a show on the air, but we've talked about it off. Your MLB TV things are about to renew.
Mine just did.
And you might not like your choices on what's getting ready to happen from how the broadcasts are being split up and paid for.
Yeah, it's definitely fragmented and a bit odd now because ESPN has taken over MLB TV. If you've been a subscriber through MLB.com, it just renews as mine did today. But there is an elaborate flowchart that Tanny put into the thread the other day. I felt like, I don't know what the hell I was looking at. I think it was something from chemistry class. Like, if you do this and you add an ion here and you subtract some neutrons here, then what happens?
Yeah, you see a chart like that, and if you're me, you know, back to high school, like, okay, I'm just going to draw in my sketchbook. I'm just going to look at basketball cards.
Look where that led you, though. Look where that led you. Me, yeah. I'm going to flip over the paper. I'm going to draw a diamond and then put my best team together. Put my whole best team together. Like a cube because you could draw it. Yeah,
I love it. And then color it in.
Yeah, I like that too. But I went baseball diamond.
It's just
what it is.
It's so baseball because like the way I read that chart before I eventually got bored of reading it because it's so extensive. So if you are a returning customer for MLB TV, you sign up at your regular rate and you're good. But if you're a new customer, if you're one of the few people who decided, you know what?
I'm in.
Baseball. It rules. I want to see more of it.
Oh, yeah.
You are going to pay more, sir or ma'am.
Yes, you are. So look, we can take some phone calls on this. I don't know how people are going to process this or if they've already thought about it. Because it's interesting. As we localize it, from Tanny's perspective, as he said, I could see by the end of the year you being a White Sox fan and thinking, you know what? They're getting better. All right, they're getting better. I'm looking forward to next year. Oh, boy, that sucks. That's too bad. That's a possibility. If you're a Cub fan, you're watching them go all in right now.
Yep.
They're going all in right now because, and folks, I'm telling you, and the part of the reason they're going all in is because they know this reality.
I think that's a fair assessment of this, and that's what they should do.
Yes.
They should push the chips in.
Dude, I was calling for it. We were calling for it.
Go for it right now.
Yes, right the hell now. Because you don't
trying to
know
win the apocalyptic World Series. Yes. The End Games World Series.
That's right.
And the winners of the perhaps final World Series.
How about that trophy celebration with Rob Manfred?
Oh, yeah.
Cubs win the World Series, lose their All-Star game. Here's Rob Manfred with your hunk of metal that he wants to give you. And there's a looming work stoppage.
Got somewhere we'd like to put that medal, Rob, if that's all right with you.
So if you'd like to talk about this as a baseball fan, we would like to hear from you. 312-644-6767 is the number. You heard what Spiegs had to report on what he's learned about it. It is up on thescorechicago.com if you want to read more of it. But we cleared this segment out so that we could talk with you about this as a baseball fan who might be on the horizon of the last season for a little bit. So let's talk with you. 312-644-6767. Speak One Holmes talking baseball and labor stuff.
So much fun.
It is fun. Next on The Score.
We are Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. We're live from Chicago. Talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, mobile device through the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Or tell your smart speaker to play 104.3 The Score. We're live and we're local. 104.3 The Score. Hey, Score listeners, for all station contest rules, go to thescorechicago.com/rules. And good luck.
This segment is brought to you by Take 5 Oil Change.
If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home but can't reach your previous loan officer, then you need to do what I did and call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. When rates hit the eights after COVID, more than 70% of loan officers left the mortgage industry. While those previous loan officers are now spinning pretzels,
and folding underpants. And come on, David, you can't do that to me and Reed. Team Hochberg is stronger than ever and eager to help you with your mortgage needs. Whether you're starting a family, loaded with debt, going through a divorce, downsizing, or experience a death in your family and need help with a mortgage call, you should check out Team Hochberg, 855-563-2843, or visit their website that you know and love, 56david.com. Team Hochberg helped me and thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-563-2843 or visit 56david.com. Don't take my word for it. Google Team Hochberg and check out their over 700 five-star reviews. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
What if buying and servicing a luxury car was as effortless as driving one? At Genesis of Algonquin, it is. They've redesigned the entire experience around you. Need service? They'll pick up your vehicle from your home or office and return it when the work is done. Ready to buy? Save up to $10,000 on select models. Qualified buyers can get 0% financing. Complete everything online, from selection to financing, with free delivery of your new Genesis. This isn't just a new car. It's a new standard of luxury. Experience it at GenesisOfAlgonquin.com.
Nico Horner, they want me to give you a Score Better Best t-shirt.
See what we did there?
See?
We are never afraid to co-opt.
104 The Score.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, how about it?
See? Now that's a man that's going to be a talk show host someday.
Afternoons on The Score.
I'll tell you, before this season started, they said the Dodgers are ruining baseball. Let's get four more wins and really ruin baseball. Let's go.
Well, actually, shouldn't be laughing.
I applaud the Dodgers. They have leaned into being the bad guy.
They really have.
But they have put their money where their team is, which other owners should be doing.
Yeah, but they also have access to a very different kind of revenue stream that has passed the game by.
Yeah, but a lot of people made choices about their RSN that were behind the times, and now they're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's a great question via text. Are we trying to make the sport better, or just trying to screw over the other guy? That's a wonderful question to have as a backdrop for these conversations.
I think that that is a fundamental question in negotiations overall. Like, there's the old adage is that the best negotiation is when both sides walk away a little bit unhappy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so here's the thing. Like, if anybody's heard me for literally decades, I think the league needs a cap and a floor. I think the NFL has mastered parity. I think all the other sports, for the most part, have the opportunity for teams to eventually level themselves off if they get good players and they do good scouting. And I think baseball has inherent inequities that completely screw it up. There are ways to get around it, but there are a lot of ways that teams don't bother to get around it. So I think the league would be better off with a cap and a floor, myself, overall. But that's a broader question.
I'm still working through that, because there's a part of me that feels like a floor and no cap would be what baseball needs, but I'm still working my way through it, because I don't like the idea of a hard cap because of what I think will end up being suppression of salaries. But
I understand. So we've unfortunately, we'll have time to get there.
Yeah, well, get ready, because this same show is happening again this time next year. Hey, Gary, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys. Appreciate it. Love listening to you guys. Kind of started talking about some of my topics here. I mean, let's just be honest. Both sides are greedy. Let's start with that right off the bat. But there's a reason why the Major League Baseball is different. They're the only league that doesn't have any type of a cap, okay? And if you're basically in baseball or football or basketball, any of these leagues, you're there for the fans, right? The fans want to believe that their team has a chance. When the Dodgers are paying $400 million a year for their players, and you've got $70 million for the Marlins, there's no chance for those bottom teams. There's 5 to 10 teams that can win the World Series every single year. You need to have some type of a cap. And the other thing is to do something like the NBA. You need to reward teams for doing their drafting right and basically allowing them to pay their own players with an exception. And that way you basically get the ability to reward teams for drafting well and also paying their own players. But you can't do it where you know, a team gets the draft, and then the Dodgers go out there and sign everyone's free agents after they get back there because they pay them more money. You have to make it a level playing field, or no team is going to have a chance to win.
I understand what you're saying, but I would ask you this. Who was in the World Series 2 years ago?
There's going to be exceptions to every rule, but that's not why fans go out to the game.
Dodgers and the Yankees.
The Rangers and the Diamondbacks.
The Diamondbacks.
Yeah, but
3 years ago.
Yeah. That was and the reason that didn't happen anymore is because the Dodgers won the last two. And if you looked at the teams that were in the playoffs in the finals last 2 years, it's the teams with the highest payroll. So you're going to get an exception every once in a while.
Who won the National League Central last year?
Milwaukee.
It
can be done. What you have is you've got a pile of teams that know they have absolutely no shot to compete financially. So some of them have gotten smart and they're in endless rebuild mode. Endless rebuild mode, and they're good at it, like Milwaukee or Tampa or Cleveland. Some of them are in endless rebuild mode where they never pay their guys, and they're bad at it, like Pittsburgh and Sacramento and Minnesota has now taken a big step back, and it happens over and over again in a cycle. You also have a bunch of teams who don't bother to try. Mm-hmm. And they give the appearance of giving a crap while they make a bunch of money and have sweetheart deals. And if you want to say I'm talking about your White Sox, it's one of the ones that popped into my mind.
I didn't say that.
All right, I'm sorry. But here's the thing. There are 12 to 15 teams that know they have no shot to compete. Probably 20 that know they have no shot to compete financially. That ain't right. For a league, I don't think it's right. The game is beautiful, and it does allow for other ways to possibly do it.
It does.
But there are 15 or 20 organizations that know they cannot compete. That's never been right to me.
The variance inside of baseball allows for any team that gets into the playoffs to win. And even last year, the Dodgers didn't roll through the World Series. That was a Game 7 that went all the way. And they could have easily lost, even with that crazy payroll that they had.
It's a beautiful variance. But we have a...
Because we're talking about two different things. If you're mad about the regular season, yeah. The Dodgers put together a roster that is very hard to beat in a 162-game season. And I think there needs to be more love paid to what happens in 162.
Oh, yeah, but
what we're talking about in the playoffs and the people that win the World Series, that is not always the highest payroll.
Oh, without a doubt. There's more variance among the World Series teams and champions in the last 25 years than there is in any sport.
But it's not just about that. But that's what the caller was talking about.
Right.
I think that's a fallacy.
I agree with you.
It's a fallacy that people want to throw on the Dodgers and say, oh, well, they're going to win all the time. They haven't won all the time. They haven't. Like, if you go back to 2 years ago, there were people like, you know, if Dave Roberts doesn't win this year, he's going to get fired.
I hear you, but it's about August contention and September contention and going into even June thinking you actually have a shot to have a year of consequence. That part is way broken.
I don't know. I mean, you got a chance. Gone. Got a chance. Gone. Hey, Jeff, you're on the score.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Jeff from Pittsburgh. I love the show. Thanks so much for everything you guys have been doing, especially the coverage of the Bears. It was a very emotional, amazing season. You guys got me jumping up and down. I started yelling into my phone when you started bringing up the White Sox from 94. I was like, spot on, great example. I was being raised as a Cubs fan. I hated it. I kept going down to Wrigley Field growing up in the west suburbs of Chicago, and I kept getting so frustrated with the constant every season, just so disappointing. Even if they got great players, it was still so disappointing. And finally, I started watching the White Sox and then watching Blackjack McDowell in 94 and seeing how amazing he was along with Guillen and Ventura and Thomas, and the team was awesome. I became a diehard White Sox fan, and your guys' conversation, I think that team really represents to me a lot of what I started to build in terms of experience with pro sports in general. And this topic is really good because
the thing that's always been frustrating for me is the loyalty of the pro athlete in these teams. And when you talk about the division that happens associated to their contracts and how the formation of the teams are established, you get the sense from a fan perspective that when you're cheering for these guys that are playing, a lot of them, you don't get the sense that they're really doing it for the fans.
Well, I don't know that the players are necessarily doing it for the fans. It depends on them as people and their humanity, and it touches on what we were talking about earlier with some of the personalities of these guys.
There can be an element of that, but sure. I mean, they're doing it ideally because they're good at it. They love doing it.
They love it.
They're getting paid a lot of money to do it,
and you
the
can
fan portion is bonus.
And you can enjoy the players, either way. You can enjoy the players who are great, even if they're not doing it for you. So, yeah, it can deepen like that. I'm glad this has triggered the feelings and the memories of that. The question is what to do moving forward and how this year is going to feel with the specter of a work stoppage lingering over it.
Woodridge and Eric. Hey, Eric, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Great to hear from you. Love the show. My thing is I'm worried about the little kids. Like, I was a little kid in the 90s with the Sox and them going into a work stoppage. And I got a 6-year-old boy, took him to the park a bunch this summer. And, you know, he doesn't care about how good the team is because he's just there for the vibes, you know. And now you look at it like in 2 years, if he has no baseball to go to, you know, we're going to have to try and find alternatives to keep, you know, that love of the sport. Just like my dad took me to games, I want to be able to take my kid to games, you know.
Well, there are alternatives. Look, there's going to be independent minor league baseball. The Bananas will be doing their. The Bananas
Dude,
are going to clean up
the Bananas League that they're launching this year. They get a 1 year.
I love them.
Yeah, they get a 1 year runway to work on this, and then man, the party animals. Whew. Yeah, it's going to be a very, very good league. Lots going on.
You're going to have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I just got a text back from Clark the Cub. I asked him if he was a person. This came up earlier in the show, right?
Yeah.
Because I thought he was a person.
He's not a person.
He says he is a person, but Clark is a bear.
Well, he's a cub.
Well,
bear cub.
He's a bear
Whoa.
Cub.
Whoa.
Yeah. Exactly. Alex, you got your head wrapped around that?
No.
And Southpaw is a furry green guy.
Right, but that's also a person. Does anybody know Southpaw? Anybody have a number for Southpaw? I'll ask Clark. Maybe Clark's got a number.
Southpaw used to work here a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I jump into Southpaw's DMs every once in a while.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you ask him if he's a person? Okay? Just that's the question. Would you say you are a person? That's what I asked Clark, and I'm told yes, but Clark is a bear. I know.
Bear Cub. Hey, Philip, you're on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to kind of make a point. You know, there's so many very interesting things with this story, but you know, we kind of look at the, you know, salary cap, salary floor, but I kind of want to talk about the, you know, regional sports networks. And you look at with the Dodgers, especially Sportsnet LA, they make so much more with their TV deal than so many other teams. And I think if we really want to get to like kind of the nitty gritty with this competitive balance, baseball has got to fix that because that is a huge issue. And the Dodgers have such a huge advantage over so many other teams with the amount of money that they make because of their TV deal.
Go ahead.
But they also put more revenue back into their team.
Yeah, but they
from a percentage standpoint. Not mm-hmm. just from a total dollar standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You can be mad at them all you want. 73% of the revenue goes back into the team. And to give you a comparison, the Cubs put about, 36% of their revenue on the field. That's why, too bad. Too bad that your deal isn't the same. But the Dodgers as an organization could be hoarding money, and they're not. They're putting it on the field to compete.
So you know what is going to be an issue among the ownership groups, and that's why this story that I sent out, you can see it over at, was it 104 The Score?
Scorechicago.com.
Thank you very much. It's good. It's scorechicago.com. So the owners have unity on this like never before. But there still is going to be a little divide at the top that they got to work on in terms of their unity, because the Dodgers and other rich teams like the Cubs, like the Mets, the Yankees, and more, they're going to be asked to contribute money back in and be a little bit more socialist, mm-hmm. frankly, about distributing that money so those other teams can support the payroll floor that they're going to cry poor and say, we can't. Bob Nutting in Pittsburgh is going to say, I can't do that. I can't reach your floor.
Even though with MLB's television, national television right. deal as it stands,
right.
before they open the gates in Pittsburgh on 35th that. And Shields,
yes.
they've got their nut for the year.
But they're going to say they can't, and they'll all have to open their books to each other, and the Steve Cohens of the world are going to have to contribute money to the Bob Nuttings of the world. How's that going to go over?
Not great. Hey, Ron, you're on the score.
Hey, Lance. Hey, Matt, football's over. So when is it going to be starting on Sunday? That's the most important thing I need to know.
Come on, Ron. March 22nd. It's a little bit late this year, but so it goes. March 22nd for Hit and Run, my guy.
Okay, put it on the couch. Yeah. But, and you know, Matt, I agree with you 100%. And I do want to get Lawrence's perspective a little. They always say in sports, you know, you copy was successful. NFL, I don't even follow NFL. But every team feels as if they are successful. And in the great book, Veterans and Rick, it was Bill Vec. The Yankees were coming. He said, well, we need to get a share of the revenue.
Mm-hmm. See,
it's all about revenue. And at last, I get what you're saying. That the Dodgers, they putting that back into their team. So you go to Tampa and nobody's there. Nobody's there to see the game. Okay? So I really support Cap and the floor, but I just want you to respond to that, Lawrence, because yes, they have the revenue.
Yeah, but that's why
it back into their team,
Ron. But that's why I'm talking about percentage of revenue. I'm not talking about total net revenue. I'm talking about percentage. All of these other teams that are not close to 40% or more of their revenue, I don't want to hear any crying from them. And yeah, the Dodgers have more total net, but they are also putting more of that money back into the team.
It's time for a new paradigm. I really do believe it is, because we've seen too many organizations take advantage of the system in either direction. And we've seen too many organizations that are just really bad and are happy to stay bad. Just really
and rich.
And happy to stay bad and rich. So
I hate that group.
I
bad and rich.
Save a horse,
come
ride,
in
ride a cowboy.
To your city.
So look, I support a cap and a floor because I want every fan base to feel like they got a shot. I do. But it's a complex issue that we won't have to address till like a year from now.
Except Spiegs brought it up today. And dropped a bomb on you.
My
with
bad.
Both a blog post
yeah.
and a radio show for an hour.
Multimedia blog.
How about that?
Multimedia bomb. It's on me. We had such a fun show before that, though. We have any time for more fun right now?
Yeah. Someone would like to explain the gaffe of one Chris Getz, and it's not us.
Oh, good.
Next on The Score.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on The Score.
The Cubs' new addition, and I think you hear this often. So-and-so's a leader, but it is something when you hear about how Alex Bregman is already making such an impact in the Cubs clubhouse. Alex Bregman was a shortstop in college at LSU, and I feel like he still goes about his business in that way. A leader on the field, even though he's at third base, go back your business attitude.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago's Sports Radio 104.3 The Score. And live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is sponsored by Jewel Osco.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Switch hitter.
Luis Angel Acuna was able to confirm to his boss, Chris Getz, that he only hits right-handed. Chris Getz put out a statement today making light of the situation And
that's probably the right approach.
I think it probably was. Still has a lot of people pissed off. Most notably, my partner, Lawrence Holmes.
I'm not the only one.
Oh, no. But most notably in this neighborhood, sir.
And I suspect that's not going to change after hearing from Josh Barfield.
This is Josh Barfield. Is he assistant GM? What's his exact title over there? Alex, come on, man. For God's sakes,
really giving Alex the business today.
I'm taking out a lot of stuff on Alex. I got it. Right, Tanny? I need to get that under control, don't you think?
Did anyone warn you that that's the gig when you took this job, Alex?
Yep.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Josh Barfield's exact title with the White Sox is something.
Here's what he said about Chris Getz.
Josh, the way that knowing Chris, the way he handled that little gaffe that he had, he did it with humor. That seems to be Chris Getz, you know, that I've known for 10 years. How do you and him and you guys internalize, you know, that getting out like that?
Yeah, you know, he's human, right? He made a mistake, misspoke, but I know Getzy and how much he puts into this organization, how much he puts into the process. I mean, Acuna's a guy we've been spending the last 2 years, better part of 2 years, talking about and spending time on. So we've gone through video, we've gone through biomechanics, we've had a million different discussions about him. So he knows the player, he knows him well, and we're excited to have the player. So yeah, it's a misspoke, but you know, in typical Getzy fashion, like, he kind of lets it roll off his back and we just keep going.
Assistant GM.
Thank you. The assistant GM says they've been working on him for 2 years at video and biomechanics and everything. You think the fact that he only hits right-handed?
Oh, no.
Would have turned up in all that research?
Lawrence is not ready to cut Getzy any slack.
That is
what we realized, Bruce. Thanks for asking. What we realized is that we had flipped the video around by accident.
We were looking
at a mirror image. It was kind of a negative effect. You know what I mean? We didn't realize that was still him right-handed.
After 2 years of wanting this player, I still don't know what he does. Awesome. Sounds great. Sounds great. By the way, if you're ever in a situation where you need a character witness,
Josh Barfield,
don't call Josh Barfield, because he's gonna get you found guilty. You're gonna get the chair.
Getzy knows stuff. He knows stuff. He was in the room with me looking at the biomechanics.
New nickname for this town, I think. Getzy, I don't think it's gonna do many favors.
It's back with the Packers, right?
Yeah, that's a quarterback's coach you're talking about.
I mean, that's back to the Briar Patch, right?
That's all me.
Yeah, get
gotta Getzy. Take a couple steps back.
Uh-huh. But if you watch the film, and you actually watch the film.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Tell us all.
Remember all
everything.
Sorts of great stories, man. From getting text messages from folks who were at the combine the next year and were like, you know who was out? You know who was out telling everyone everything that they could have possibly wanted to know about the Bears and what the problems were? It was Luke Getzy.
Oh, boy. Oh boy,
Holmesy, you're not gonna believe this. Guess who we ran into at the bar at 3 o'clock at night?
Damn.
Why was Brent Sobel covering the Senior Bowl? Holmesy.
Holmesy.
Frank also calls me Holmesy. Shout out to Big Frank.
Love that.
Oh, that was another thing the White Sox got wrong over the last couple weeks.
There's been a big pile, but you know.
Apparently they did all the video and biomechanics and didn't figure out that Frank was black.
God, that negative image where it flips. It's just, it happens sometimes, you know? 2 years. Goodness. Hey, thank you to our guests today who were on the show. Who was on the show?
Jared Payton
sure was
big
on the show.
Thanks to them, huh?
And Ricky O'Donnell was awesome.
They were
awesome
so impactful to speak.
Man, they made a big difference in my life. Other than that, thank you to Connor O'Donnell. He's great at what he does. And Alex and Tanny, of course. Thank you to you, Lawrence Holmes, for your approach to life. Cheers.
It's not great.
I don't agree. I don't know. You're killing it.
It's not great.
What are you talking about?
Need to change my approach.
15 months. Is that right?
From your lips to Satan's ear. For Alex, for Tanny.
What's going on?
Holmesy.
I love Brent Sobel. That's my dude. Shout out to him. He's out here in the world trying to do good things.
Let's get him on. Let's talk Olympic hockey and or Blackhawks with Brent Sobel.
We can do that.
Come on.
Holmesy, what's going on?
He's your guy. Let's touch base.
Soaps is a good man. All right. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show this single show every single day. Sorry about that. I'm flustered by biomechanics and 2 years of...
Video
I won't,
work.
But you know what? I won't make that mistake four times, though. I promise you that.
Just, and you know what? We'll catch it. We got your back.
Sorry, everyone. I broke protocol. Usually we end on fun. That wasn't particularly fun.
No, not fun at all.
I think it was pretty good.
No fun at all. Thanks. We appreciate it. We will repay the favor tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock on a fun Friday here on Spiegel and Holmes.
Whatever. It's always, how can I put it? Always annoying to hear from you guys. But, you know, if this makes your day a little bit better, then, you know, I guess that's good for you. I don't know who else it's good for. I doubt it. I know it's not good for me. I doubt it's good for anybody listening. But it's good for you guys. And so, great. I guess you'll just keep doing it whenever you feel like it.
Chicago Sports Radio is now in crystal clear FM quality.
Layla Rahimi here from the Rahimi Harris and Brody Show. Middays 10 to 2. And yes, the score now sounds better than ever before.
How does that sound, partner?
Sounds wonderful.
We are 104.3 The Score, powered by the official sports book of The Score, Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be with no bet fees.
This segment is sponsored by Packy Webb Ford.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any 2 King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab 2 King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.